What is up, folks? It is Brandon Loro with Sports Noise Podcast, and today we have a banger of an episode, and we have, first, I'd like to say it's November 1st, a new month, a new episode. I don't know what I was going to say there, but we have some news. The 2024 World Series has come to an end. Unfortunately, it was a great series. NBA has started. You'll love to see that. NFL is here. So about like 2 days ago, we had MLB on, NBA and NFL. So MLB is done. So we're going to dive into that. New camera angle. Testing it out, seeing if I like it. Usually I'm up here, but now down here. Probably going to switch to the new or the old camera view again because I don't know. I just thought I'd try it. So, but the Dodgers went up 3-0 in the series, and it was looking really good for LA. And then out of nowhere, they go to the second game in Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. It goes to New York. New York, plays really well. Dodgers not really doing a lot in game 4. And then game 5, Dodgers were up 5-0. Had like 4 errors in the 5th inning and the Dodgers scored like 5. So, Aaron Judge missed a catch in center field. The shortstop, Anthony Volpe missed a throw to Jazz Chisholm, who was playing third base. Jazz tried to pick it and missed it. Anthony Rizzo thought that there's a slow roller to Anthony Rizzo, who plays first base for the Yankees, and Garrett Cole was on the bump, and so slow roller, usually the pitcher's there to cover if the first baseman needs it. If it's a little bit over here, then the pitcher, first baseman, just toss it to the pitcher. And I guess Anthony Rizzo thought that Garrett Cole was going to be there. I'm going to guess Garrett Cole thought Anthony Rizzo was just going to take it himself, but Anthony Rizzo was really slow to the ball and I guess didn't realize that Garrett Cole wasn't there. So the runner beat him out to first. And so was that all the errors? That was a lot of errors in one. That's one inning. In one inning, all that happened. But Yankees ended up coming, or no, Dodgers coming ended up coming back. So I think the final score was, final score was 8-6. I'm pretty sure. Almost positive final score was 8-6. Really quickly, let me check. But this is for game 5. Let's see. So, yeah. Aaron Judge had a home run. Jazz Chisholm had a home. Okay, 7-6. 7-6 was the final score. But we have Aaron Judge hit a home run. Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run. Jazz Chisholm hit a home run, and this was like in the third or fourth, it was like in the second, third, or fourth inning, one of those three. And so, yeah, I watched almost the entire game. Kind of got boring when the Dodgers really weren't doing anything in like the fourth. So Yankees jumped out on top really quickly, and then, yeah, like I said, a lot of errors in an inning, and Dodgers came back and won. So that was kind of cool to see. So Dodgers are officially the World Series champions. And now we have gotten through NBA, or MLB. It's time to go in the NBA. So what's going on so far? Victor Wembanyama doesn't look good. And you know what? I could have told you that. Most of y'all might not believe me, but I will say, when Victor Wembanyama was getting all this hype of, oh, he's going to be the best player ever, he's going to be a monster, he's an alien, I said, I've seen this not work out before. You know why? Because a couple years ago when we thought, oh my gosh, what's his name? Kristaps kind of like him. Another thing, Shaq, saying that Bol Bol is doing this exact same thing as Wemby. Yeah, Bol Bol is not as good as Wemby. Wemby's better than Bol Bol. Now, it is Wemby's second season. Now, I'm going to give him, like, I'm probably gonna give him 3 seasons. At the end of his third season, if he's not good, yeah, he's gone. He's gone. He's washed. So yeah, but I could have told y'all that I thought he was gonna be good, but I didn't think he was gonna be like that good right off the bat. So I'm still gonna give him some slack because he does play on the Spurs, and he is like 7'5" and he's running up an NBA court, so a little tougher. But we had some trades. Did I talk about Karl Anthony Towns is now a Knick? I don't know, but Karl Anthony Towns is now a Knick. Let's see, Dante DiVincenzo is now a Timberwolf, and then who else is a Julius Randle is a Timberwolf. So yeah, some crazy little trades there. Let's see, really not much to talk about. Really not a lot has happened. Celtics look good, which is kind of sad. Bronny, oh my gosh, Bronny scored his first points of the game, or of his career, I think yesterday or the day before. But yeah, I think he had like 4 points, which, hey, it's still something. Now again, like, I don't think he's going to be good. I want to have faith. I want to say LeBron James Jr. is going to be good. But them G League highlights, oof, there's only like 2 of them. And yeah, not... but he's still a rookie, so yeah, I can't expect anybody to be flashy and doing all this in his rookie season. One more thing, LaMelo Ball is scary, confident, and deadly. So LaMelo is confident this year, LaMelo is scary this year because he's making literally everything, and he's deadly this year because he's making daggers and, I don't know what you call it. End of games, like important minutes, I guess. He's making important shots at the end of the game, so. Mavericks last night played the Houston Rockets. Mavs played pretty poorly last night, so I know that they. I know, okay, so I know I'm a Mavericks fan, and I know y'all might not want to hear about the Mavericks, all the Mavericks. But just for y'all, little small Maverick fans, if y'all have some, if y'all are there, we have. The Mavericks beat the Spurs, then they lost to the Suns, then they beat the, they beat the Spurs, lost to the Suns, I'm pretty sure they beat the Timberwolves, I remember they beat the Timberwolves, I'm trying to remember if that was the third game, and then they just lost to the Rockets. They cut it down to 4 points in the fourth quarter of last night's game, still couldn't really get it done. But alright, so we've got 2 categories out of the way. It is time for NFL. My favorite category right now, because MLB, it's over. NBA, nothing's really happening. It's like 4 games into the season. So, the NFL, let's go. Giants lost to the Steelers last game. Let's see, the Cowboys. Oof. You're a Cowboys fan, which I know there's a lot of Cowboys fans in this world. I'm sorry. I mean, but I'm really not because I hate the Cowboys. Chiefs fans, I guess I could say the refs are like 7-0. When I say refs, a.k.a. the Chiefs, Kansas City. So, yeah, that's something. Let's see, Philadelphia right there. They are... 4-2. No, they're not. Are they 4-2? Hold on. Let me look up. I'm sorry. I am so underprepared today. Are they 4-2? Because isn't it? I think it's like. All right. So 5-2. Okay. So here, let's see. We'll write some stuff down. Get the notepads out. So, to go over the NFL standings, we got in the NFC East, the Commanders are 6-2. They do play they play Pittsburgh this week. I do know that. So, Washington 6-2. Then it goes Philadelphia is 5-2. But that's only because they've had their bye week. And I feel this angle is kind of weird. But yeah, so the Eagles are Philadelphia. They are, that's only because of their bye week. So then it goes Cowboys, that are 3-4. They're below 500. Somehow America's team is below 500, and I love it. I know I live in Texas. I know I'm a Dallas sports fan, except for football, and then the Giants. But let's be honest, nobody cares about the Giants. If you're a Giants fan, I don't want to talk to you. That's just it. All right, I'm not gonna write all this down. There's no point. All right, but the Giants are 2-6. Like I said, I'm gonna talk about the Giants for probably 2 seconds and never talk about them again because they're that bad. The Arizona Cardinals are 4-4. A lot of fours in this division. So in the NFC West, Cardinals are 4-4. The 49ers are 4-4. The Seahawks are 4-4. And the Rams are 3-4. So, oh, Cooper Kupp is back. Puka Nacua is back. And the Rams look good now. So, predictions. We're doing predictions today. Predictions. Who's going to win the NFC East? I'm going to say it's either going to be the Washington or the Eagles. The Commanders or the Philly. So, I gotta give it to Philly just because they're a more they're a what should I say? A more experienced team than the Commanders. Commanders have a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels, which looks amazing. But yeah, so oh my gosh, I forgot. Hail Mary last week. It was the Bears versus the Commanders. Jaden Daniels heaves it up. Their Commanders were down by one touchdown. Heaves it up. Big thing of guys trying to catch the ball. It bounces up. I'm using a pen as the football. But Commanders wide receiver sitting a little, like, just standing a little over here. Somehow gets in his hands, and Washington wins. They were down by, I think they were down by 5. So a touchdown automatically won them the game. Or no, maybe they were down by 6 in the extra point. One of the game, but NFC West, who is going to win the division? I'm going to say it's not going to be the 49ers. It's not. The 49ers are not good this year. They're not. It's not going to be the Seahawks. Well, it's either the Seahawks or the Rams or the Cardinals. No, it's not going to be the Cardinals. It's going to be the Seahawks. Seahawks just have so many weapons. Jackson Smith, Njigba, DK Metcalf, and Tyler Lockett as their wide receivers. And then they got Kenneth Walker as their running back. Zach Charbonnet as their backup. And Geno Smith, Drew Lock. No, nobody cares about Drew Lock. But yeah, so I predicted that. NFC North, who's going to win? Oh, sorry to say. Lions are first. They're 6-1. Packers are 6-2. Vikings are 5-2, and the Bears are 4-3. The Bears look good this year. I'm gonna say this looks like the toughest division in the NFL right now. The Bears are good. The Vikings are good. The Packers are good, and the Lions are good. Who's gonna win this division though? It's gonna be Green Bay. Now, I don't like saying that because I would so much rather the Lions be winning. Because I like the Lions. Because my grandpa's a Lions fan. And I like the Lions. I don't know. Just, I like the Lions. Lions are going to win, or not going to win that division. The Packers just are so much, I think that much better. Jordan Love, let's see, Josh Jacobs, Romeo Dobbs. Let's see, who else is on that Packers team? I can't say that and then not know, I only know like two players. Jaire Alexander, Romeo Dobbs. Oh my gosh, who else? I'm blanking right now. Have no idea. Oh, Sam Will. That's his name, right? I'm pretty sure. I'm blanking. I'm so sorry. I swear I know more Packers guys. But NFC South. Atlanta Falcons are 5-3. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 4-4. New Orleans Saints are 2-6. And the Panthers are 1-7. The Falcons are winning this division. With not very much confidence in myself with that decision because I don't. The Saints! Oh my gosh, what happened? The Saints, they were 2-0, beat the Cowboys, lost to us, and have lost 6 games in a row. The Saints are on a 6-game losing streak. I'm so sorry, New Orleans fans. I'm so sorry. I wanted y'all to win. I wanted y'all to beat. I mean, I don't like the Panthers. I don't like the Buccaneers. The Falcons, ugh. The Dirty Birds. And the Saints are probably my favorite team in this division because I have no idea why. But I'm so sorry, Saints. But yeah, the Falcons are going to win that division. AFC East, I shouldn't even be asking. The Bills are going to win. Tua Tagovailoa is back and rocking. The Jets. The Jets. Had so much potential, yet so bad. Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he's good. Did they, I don't even know. Did they beat the Texans yesterday? Did they beat the Texans yesterday? I have no idea. Did they beat the Texans? They did. Okay. They did beat the Texans. Because it was that Devontae. I did watch it. It was that Devontae. Aaron Rodgers went to Devontae Adams. Ran into a touchdown. Was holding the ball like that. I do know that. Okay. I know Tank Dell had like 2 receptions for like 25 yards. Yeah. So, Jets. Okay. Jets, you're not. I thought the Jets lost to the Texans. The Jets, I'm proud of you. But yeah. So Chiefs are 7-0, Broncos are 5-3, Chargers are 4-3, and Raiders are 2-6. That was the AFC West. So yeah, the Chiefs are gonna win this division. I don't know. So yeah, so the Raiders are kind of garbage. Chargers, garbage. Broncos, garbage. Oh my gosh, the Raiders are such garbage. AFC North got the Steelers. Oh my gosh. Steelers are 6-2. Ravens are 5-3. Bengals 3-5. And Browns 2-6. The Steelers, yeah, are going to win this division. Because, why not? We're doing predictions here. Why so serious? The Browns are bad. The Bengals are not too good. Their defense is kind of atrocious. The Ravens, they're just not the same team as they were last year. Lamar just doesn't look that good this year, I gotta say. And the Steelers somehow, I don't know how, but yeah, the Steelers look good this year, somehow. And then last division, AFC South, the Texans are 6-3, the Colts are 4-4, the Jaguars are 2-6, and the Titans, I think the worst team in the league, led by Will Levis, 1-6. So yeah, the Texans are going to win this division. Now, what I will say is, let's go over the worst team that I predicted to win the divisions. I'm going to say probably the Seahawks. The AFC West, yeah. Or NFC West, sorry. NFC West, yeah. They're probably the worst division in the league. It's just not good. I'm sorry. The Chiefs division, what is that? AFC East? AFC West. They're a bad division. The Chiefs are the one good team, and they're the best team in the league. So, Chiefs, or should I say, aka the refs. The refs are 7-0. Refs are, prediction this year, the refs win the Super Bowl. That's my prediction. Draw my little Chiefs logo. I'll show y'all in a second what it looks like. Honestly, that's not bad. What do y'all think? Chiefs logo. Right there. It's backwards, so y'all can't see. But just picture that in the other way. This was a good episode. I'm going to be honest. Don't know what episode number it is. I think it's episode 30. I'm, like, almost positive it's episode... Yeah, it is episode 30, right? No, episode... Wait.
What is up, folks? It is...
Episode 29. Okay, episode 29, what is up, y'all? I know I just said that. I sound like an intro now. But that was a good episode. I will say I did not post Wednesday. Today is Friday. Because, really, I have no excuse. That was just my fault. I forgot. I'm terribly sorry. You can play the sad music. Yeah, I'm sorry. And then Thursday, I will say I didn't do one Thursday because it was Halloween. How was y'all's Halloween, by the way? Oh my gosh, I need to wake up. Halloween was yesterday. How was it? Hopefully it was good. Hopefully, I'm talking to kids right now, not some 40-year-olds. I really wasn't asking you how your happy Halloween was. So, but how was your Halloween? I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But y'all get me. This was a good episode. A great one, in fact. Next episode will be episode 30. Will be next Wednesday. So I will catch y'all then. Beautiful episode. And I will see y'all next time, episode 30. Peace.